You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Time now for Troy. Hi, Troy.
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
What's up, brother?
Well, good morning. How are you?
Big, hefty bag of vinyl today.
Yeah, I even brought in some things to show you that we're not going to be playing.
Okay, good.
Because I think a lot of people are going to be interested in these ones. I just didn't have time to get the music together. But the first three Veils LPs.
What?
And I say LPs because I mean long playing vinyl records. The Runaway Found, which Sarah knows all about.
What's the significance there, Sarah?
It's no significance at all.
Rubbish.
No significance.
Tell me
whatsoever.
Your memories of that.
No, it's just, yeah, it's good albums produced by Bernard Butler.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
It's good. Yeah.
Right.
It's good. Yep.
Nux Vomica, which is in a limited.
Sorry?
Yeah. Sarah and Bernard Butler.
From Suede.
From Suede. Nux Vomica, an excellent
album. Hang on. Really?
Oh, God. No, Mikey.
I like Bernard Butler. He's cool. I would have thought that was cool. Oh, well.
Okay, Nux Vomica, 1,000 only coloured copies on swirly colour. And Sun Gangs, third LP.
Is it heavy swirly colour, though, eh?
Yeah, it is, yeah. There they go. So those of you who watched Twin Peaks this week and saw the Veils doing Exolotl, you might want to revisit their early material on LP. So, moving along.
Ex-BFM creative director Liam Gerard looking swirly himself on the back of Nux, right there.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's Liam.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because look.
Not that you can tell.
You can't tell.
It could have been anyone.
Hear that, Liam? It's not you. Stop showing off.
Could have been Bernard Butler.
Could have. Wasn't.
We're in Record Store Day this year. One of the. God, you could cut the atmosphere in here with a knife.
Up to.
Record Store Day this year, one of the first things to sell out was the great 1975 LP, Dread in a Babylon by U-Roy.
Oh, I love that album.
And it sold out really, really quick. And sure enough, they've brought it back. And the only difference between this and the Record Store Day thing is it doesn't have the poster. Mikey, your thoughts on this cover?
Well, what I see here is a bona fide Rastafarian having a mega puff on what looks like some sort of pipe. And he is, one would say he is exhaling. So much smoke, one can almost... It's very difficult to see his face even.
That's right.
You see him from about the eyes up.
However, if you look on the back,
blink-a-dink,
can see a bit more of his face and, oh dear. Oh,
what's he smoking it out of? Some sort of hyper pipe.
I think it's a chalice.
Well, it's a big fucking chalice, I'll tell you.
Look at how wasted he is. The poor guy's eyes are. Poor old U-Roy.
You wouldn't want to show that to your mum. Poor old U-Roy. Yeah, poor guy having to squat down onto that massive great big pipe and... draw that huge big bowl of weed. Look at him there. It's their religion, Troy.
Okay.
Don't be so rude.
I wasn't being rude. This is a fantastic album. As we heard U-Roy a few weeks ago, and he was DJing over top of an already existing
was
record.
Was that the one that they're arguing with each other? Carry on.
Yeah. It was a Jazzbo versus U-Roy. This here is similar. It's got his sort of DJ chat style, but there's two bands that back him up on this. One is Skin, Flesh and Bones. Lloydy Parks, great band with Slide Dunbar on drums, Jackie Jackson on bass, the other being the Aggravators. Well, actually,
who we met the other week,
did
we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did meet the Aggravators. The tune we're going to hear is Runaway Girl, which is basically...
But a girl that ran away?
Well, yeah, but it was originally a song that Ken Booth sung in 69 called Just Another Girl, where it was a lovely love song, quite a moody, maudlin sort of song. U-Roy changes it up a little.
Just another girl you are, and just a little girl you remain, you know. Don't stop your running wild and change your style, then you're gonna get spoiled, you know.
Production on the instruments is pretty glorious.
Pretty amazing. The great Joe Gibbs behind the desk.
Don't burst no starlight,
just a little runaway Charlie, gonna run and whine, you know. Just a regular style, and you still another little girl, so you gotta remain a little girl now.
Just another girl, that's what you are. You are just another girl, maybe nice, but you're not that smart.
Very rude thing to say.
Yeah, just another girl, maybe nice, but not that smart.
Now, that's changed up from Ken Booth's version, where you're nice, but you are very smart.
All right.
Yeah.
Just another little girl.
Especially when she comes across as being not so smart because she's so wasted.
This, of course, the rhythm we're hearing, or the drum rhythm we're hearing, is an example of the rockers rhythm.
Sly Dunbar.
Yep, Sly invented it. This album has some of Uroy's greatest on it. Chalice in the Palace, Natty Don't Fear, Trenchtown Rock.
Oh, Trenchtown Rock, good old Trenchtown Rock.
Yep. But this one's amazing. Dreading of Babylon. I don't know how long this pressing of it's going to stick around.
Not limited?
Well, I don't think it's unlimited. I think it's going to be the kind of thing that if you want it, you're going to have to get it fairly quickly. But you're not a big fan of the rockers style, are you, really?
Not a big fan of reggae in per se, to be honest. Like I say, I've only got I've got like a Bob Marley best of and a Alpha Blondie album, and that's pretty much me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
Now, we talk about Ken Booth doing the original of this song, also out this week. We're not going to play it, but Everything I Own by Ken Booth, 1970. Trojan
confident
Records.
Cover. A confident cover.
Look at him.
That is
look
some
good?
Kind of shirt.
I
is it a jacket or is it a shirt?
No, it's a shirt.
It's a shacket.
But
shacket, yeah.
I'm a bit suspicious of those spaniel ear collar styles.
Yeah, man.
Don't really like that.
Collar. Oh, shit, no. They look like ox ears.
Those are some lapels that you could probably tie into a bow if you wanted.
Yeah. That's a second-hand shop shit, that one.
It's like a peach LeMay or something?
Yeah.
Coral LeMay.
Coral LeMay.
Mm.
But we don't want to like diss Ken too much.
He looks amazing.
It's working for him. Yeah. It's working for him.
And this is a good one.
The
Everything
Ken
I
Booth.
Own, which of course is the cover of the song by Bread.
Of course.
Boy George did it later as well.
Of course.
Everything I Own. You know that band Bread? Do you think that their name was referring to the food
or the money?
Or money? Which one were they supposed to be? Bread.
I think that's the point.
I think
point
food,
then.
Brother.
I think
food.
You need to think about it and that. You know?
Food, brother. Food. You know, I think back in the day, bread was like everyone wanted bread and that. But you know, but I think they put bread was
only when you poison all the rivers will you realize that you can't eat bread, man. Oh wait, sorry.
Do you think they yacht rock? Bread?
Yeah, they get close to yacht rocking. They get closer to yacht rock.
Yeah, so that's Ken Booth. Well, we heard you, Roy, but Ken Booth, Everything I Own is out. 750 orange copies on Trojan. Also,
is the orange thing a Trojan thing, isn't it?
Well, no, I think we talked about it before. I think it refers to Orange Street, where Channel 1 Studio was.
Right, okay, oh, that's cool.
The other one we got on Trojan is this one is great. Dave Barker meets the Upsetters.
I can't even see the cover of that properly. Let's have a look.
That is a cover.
What
it's
we have
fantastic.
Here is an unhappy woman. Unhappy woman.
Why is she unhappy?
Well, because she's behind bars.
Right.
Now, it says Dave Barker meets the Upsetters there, prisoner of love.
Prisoner of love.
Prisoner of love. And then we go to the back cover and we have, well, it looks like something that might have been done in jail by somebody, a print, like a potato print or something that may have been done. A two color. You've seen that is jailhouse artwork to the core. That's of a topless woman. She's looking out the. She's looking to the light, which is outside the bar. She is still a prisoner. One would assume of love.
Of love.
No tops allowed if you're a prisoner of love.
Now you see, this is a limited numbered edition. What number? Have we got it in our hand?
That's number 7.
Number 7. Whoa. How's that?
Number 7 of
750.
Ooh. there it is, number seven. Now, does it make a difference? Do people buy, like, are there certain people that will only buy in the first 100 or something like that?
Yeah, there is a thing where a certain kind of character is interested only in the low numbers.
Only just number 69, thanks.
Then there's another sort of character who only wants number 666, please.
Yes. We're just buying it for the coven. Yeah.
Well, in this
collection at the coven.
You're not buying it for the coven. No, it's not a fantastic
story. No, coven.
Oh, the coven, those people.
Yeah, those people.
Horns.
Yeah. Those people before, they're hilarious. Only about 14.
Now, Dave.
I mean, the guy used to come into my record store, and I used to work in the record shop, and he used to go, yeah, you better watch out because I was starting up a coven. Historians are getting some decent speed metal in. See you later. I said, well, give them to chuck it, to throw a curse on me.
They put a hex on you. You don't know what your life could be if that hex hadn't existed.
If that's a hex life, I'd be pretty happy.
That's a good point.
Imagine what it could have been, though.
Well, could have been, you know. If only I hadn't bothered that for coven. Witchery.
Now, Dave Barker, his name was Dave Crooks, but Lee Perry, who worked on this record, decided, nope, you're not Crooks, you're a Barker, like a dog. You're a Barker.
So that's how it goes.
I don't think Dave was very pleased, because after this record, when he teamed up with the keyboard player Ansel Collins, he just became Dave. It became Dave and Ansel Collins.
Right.
But this here, unlike
the... your name tinkered with that much, you know? Just Dave. Firstly, Dave. What's it? Dave?
Crooks.
Then Dave Barker, then just Dave.
Dave.
Oh, I know you. Oh, no, this is the other Dave.
Oh. Now, the upset is one we played last week. This is Chaz and Dave. This is a completely different kind of upsetters. In fact, it's a different lineup. This is the second lineup of the upsetters, i.e. the Hippie Boys,
right?
With the Barrett Brothers, etc. Basically, the upsetters who went on to become Bob Marley's Wailers. But not only is it different in that, this here, while the Lee Perry fronted upsetters we heard last week, which went for a particular kind of soul and came out very KFC and weird.
Yeah, that's right.
This here is the kind of 1970s style skinhead soul reggae. And I think Dave Barker, who is also like a chat DJ in some cases, his tenor voice on this is amazing. I think this Prisoner of Love Stands Up is just like a cracking soul tune.
Baby, yeah. See, this is the reggae. This is the reggae that I'm more fancy towards.
I'd agree with you.
Got a text in saying, Mikey, put your Jane's Addiction away and get into your reggae.
Off.
Look out, the coven could be coming back for you.
As you told. When I look at your beautiful face, I just can't help it, baby, I'm in place.
Love you, baby. I just can't help. See, I'd buy this record.
It's a really good one. Made me a prisoner.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Piano. I tell you, it's hard to get that bass out of this one, though, isn't it? Bass is really just lost in there a wee bit. It's skipping around, doing all sorts of neat stuff, but you can...
It's Mr. Barrett, isn't it? Yes, it is.
What's that?
It's Carlton Barrett on bass, I think, on this one.
If it's doing cool stuff, the bass, it just needs to be a bit more...
I think, I don't know why I feel such a connection to this kind of style of reggae more than any other, but I always have. And I think it's... I just can't stop. I think the reason is that it's just it doesn't push any agendas. It's just kind of overflowing with enthusiasm and fun.
It's very funk, isn't it?
The way that
the sort of good early funk, good honest funk, straight up there singing about good stuff and just...
Up.
Yep.
But also, I like the way that, you know, they...
It's not too dubby, you know.
No dub at all.
I don't smoke the weed, so, you know, the dubby thing doesn't catch on to me, you know.
And there's no religion creeping into it. But also, I think what I also really like is the fact that they probably didn't go in and go, we're going to make a record in the reggae genre. They probably went in and go, let's sing some soul. And they just used the rhythms that they were playing, you know, specific to the Caribbean at the time. But Dave Barker meets the upsetters, Prisoner of Love. What an excellent record this one is.
So re-released for since when? Never been out in vinyl since when?
1971, actually.
Really?
Yep.
I tell you what, people that must have the 1971 version must be bitter about it. I suppose you can't be. It's long enough now. It doesn't matter.
It's probably a bit untidy by now.
It's a strange it hasn't been out for re-release for that long. So much interest in that sort of music, you know?
Yeah. I think it's been out on CD and stuff, so people have been able to hear it anyway.
What else we got there, Troy?
You're going to like this one. I think you're going to like this one. Here's two young men from Buffalo, New York. This didn't actually come out as an album at the time. These two young gentlemen here, Bob and Gene.
You know, can I just say that album cover is sensational. That is they've used Letraset or something, haven't they? There, they've cow gum and cow glue, whatever it's called, and they've pieced that together. There's a very, very Robert Nunn and Eugene Copeland.
Yep. And William Nunn, the owner of the record label, of course, Robert's dad, and he's got a special message on there, if you'd like to read that.
Oh. Boldu intends to help the good talent in Buffalo, New York, become known to the world. You'd be surprised how much talent there is here. Often boys and girls who possess it are discouraged. Too many feel that they'll never get a break. We here at Modu aim to show that with hard work and determination, they'll have a chance to make it. A message from William Nunn, president of Modu Recording Corporation, Incorporated, Buffalo, New York.
There you go. Now, see, that's a good positive attitude to have there.
That is.
He ran
too many feel that, like, often boys and girls who possess it, well, they are discouraged.
That's right.
Yeah.
He built a recording studio in his basement, ran his record label that did mainly a lot of gospel-type music. He only put out singles at the time.
Yeah.
Ran it all from his basement. It says when Daptone finally put all these singles together as an LP, William Nunn was so excited. You know, he'd thinking his son's duo, all this time he'd wanted to do an album, never could. But unfortunately, William died before the record was released 10 years ago. But at least he knew it was going to happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Bob and Gene both went on to do other things. Bob went on to play with people like Rick James. I think Eugene Copeland went into the church. As teenagers, they made some really great, like, I don't know if you'd call it underground soul, but, you know, like regional soul they did in the late 60s. And then by 1971, they'd like sort of moved towards what the rest of the soul world was doing. The production values went up, things changed a little bit, and then one we're going to hear, which was never on the first pressing of this album 10 years ago, it's this here is Daptone's first repressing of it. They've remastered it and put two additional singles on.
How old is Bob there? He looks very young.
They were teenagers. I don't know exactly how old, but I'm guessing...
Bit of bum fluff.
Very young gentleman.
They could be brothers, don't they?
Yeah.
But they're not.
All right.
Holding their hands the same way, look at that.
Yeah. That's the way folks did it in the old days. Gang signs.
Well, I don't know about that. It's not what you know, it's who you know is the name of the tune we're going to hear.
Oh, shit, that's nice.
Did you ever wonder why the boss's son don't have try as hard as you? I had to stop and look around. I knew the answer could be found.
What year is this?
This is 1971.
I asked the preacher man, I said, what's the best way to get ahead? And you know what he said? It's not what you know.
It's not bad for coming out of a basement, is it?
Nah.
It sounds good.
Always sounds so urban. Always sounds so you can really feel the city and that sort of music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love the backing vocal.
Yeah, me too.
You gotta learn to be a friend to everyone that you can, and you will see.
That sort of double track vocal thing's really cool.
Yeah. The other really cool thing about this is the kind of early 70s socially conscious soul.
Yeah.
Except it's not the socially conscious of on the street struggling for a living. It's like simple, as you can hear in this song, it's simply about injustice, break injustice. It's not gritty street level stuff. It's just everyday self-evident discrimination and race, but also, why doesn't the boss's son have to try as hard as you? You know,
But, cool.
A really, really fine record. If this world were mine, and I'm super glad Daptone have put this out again.
That's a beautiful, beautiful song.
So if you wanna be a star in life and love, or just what you are, then follow me.
So that's out on vinyl?
It is. It did come out on CD last time. I'm not sure if they're doing CD for this one. Maybe not. Noticed that it's a mono recording. It was done in the basement of Mr. Nunn's house, of course.
Yes. What did you say what MODO stood for?
No, I don't know, actually. I'm guessing it's
mono...
I'm guessing it's more likely the shortened version of his wife's name or something. Right. I don't know. Yeah. But, yep, 50... Another Orange Street, 50 Orange Street, Buffalo, New York, is where that one was recorded. Bob and Gene.
Troy. That's another big thwack of beauties there, and all available from Southbound Records right about now.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for coming in, my friend. See you again this time next week.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.